Good morning. I'm the oldest of three children, and I'm the only girl. I was raised in Chicago. My father is a Roman Catholic, and my mother is a Presbyterian. I was exposed to both of them, but we seem to gravitate a little more towards the Roman Catholic Church. We were more involved in that. Though I was lost, I was thankful for my knowledge of God. In the Catholic Church, I was an altar girl, which you helped during the service. The diocese had asked us to stop girls being on the altar. They only wanted boys. And our priest told them, no, our girls, we rely on them much more than we do our boys, so our girls will stay. And they let us stay. So I did that until the church had closed. I had many people in and out of my life, dating different people, hanging with different people. There was one boyfriend that I had that I'm still friends with today, him and his wife and his children. His mom and his grandmother would always tell me, Jesus loves you. I'd say, okay, thank you, but I never knew what that meant because we didn't talk about that at home, we didn't talk about that at church. It wasn't until I was 21 when the Lord brought John into my life. I had given up on men. I'd given up on kind of life, saying, I don't need anyone. I'm by myself. I'm a loner. Forget it. Whatever. But we were introduced as a blind date by a mutual friend. We seemed to be complaining about the same thing to her at different times, so she said, you two have to get together. So with that, John and I continued to date. Different things had been happening in my life. My grandmother had been dying from cancer. I did not know the Lord, so I had been living in sin because I had gotten thrown out of my home by my parents. I'm grateful that God gave me the man that John is because I could have been out on the street, but him and his sister took me in. My grandmother had survived 3 more years of cancer, and I knew I could directly go to God to pray. No one ever told me that. I was always told, pray to this saint, light that candle, do this, do that. But I always knew I could just talk directly to God. How? I don't know. Now I do today. Being in that life with John, his mother, as the godly woman he says she is, she continued to give me the gospel, telling us that Jesus loves us and preaching about what her preacher had talked about and this and that. Sometimes I got aggravated with her because I didn't understand it, but again, that was the sin in my life. One day, we decided to go to church with her, and that's where we got saved, at Mayfair Bible Church in Chicago, and that's where she goes today. We had been visiting John's older brother in Ohio. They had moved there, and we had gone there several times with his mom because she missed the grandchildren that she only had, the three of them. And one day they said, you have to come back because our niece and our nephew was going to be baptized. Well, they were like 5 and 6, so I was kind of hesitant about it because I'm like, you only do that to babies because that's how I was raised. But we went back out there, and that started stirring questions for me. When I came back, we were going to the church, so I started asking the pastor questions. Why are children being baptized and not as infants? And he would explain everything to me during his sermons. I started feeling different, but I didn't understand. As John had mentioned, we're very involved in the church. I was part of a ministry called Care First. It's a pregnancy care center. I was the liaison in the church. And one day during one of their walks that they had downtown, the pastor, we sat out on the lakefront, and he asked me, are you ready to accept Christ? And on that day, May 2000, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Amen. I am very thankful that God died and Jesus died on that cross for me. Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement of brought us peace, and with the stripes are healed. I was baptized August 11, 2000, on John's birthday, 2 weeks before we took the sacrament of marriage. My parents didn't come to the baptism. They did not support me in becoming a Christian, even though many times I had tried to tell them that this is what they had been teaching me to be able to come to Christ, to be able to accept God into my life. But I did have family, cousins, that were Christians that came and supported me, and I had a good support from the family of John's mom, him, and the family that we were with in that church. My life has changed in every way. We got married, we have 4 lovely children, and with that, I strive to study the verses and memorize verses and try to be a good witness to the children. It's a struggle, but I know that God is faithful and that I make mistakes, and I try to explain that to our children, that you will make mistakes no matter what, but God is faithful and he will be there for you. We are very close with that pastor and his wife that brought me to Christ and had brought John back to Christ. They're like parents, second parents to us, but they're like grandparents to our kids. John and I rely on the Lord for everything. We go to him in prayer for everything. Should we buy a house? Should we buy a second car? Do we really need that second car, Lord? How should we raise our children? Should we become a member of a church? Is this where you want us? And we rely on the Lord so much for that. In close, I have a verse that is my life verse. It is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That is an NIV, and I take this verse to heart every day because it is a struggle in this world, no matter what. And I'm trying to lead an example to my children that they have to understand that God is faithful and he will be there no matter what. Thank you.